Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The UK government is expected to announce later this morning whether it will order a public inquiry into the 1998 OMA bomb. It follows long-running legal action brought by a relative of one of the 29 people who died. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by BBC correspondent Mark Simpson. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, the Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris is expected to make this statement in the House of Commons about a public inquiry into the OMA bombing. That's expected, Mark, in the next hour or so. Is it?
I think the earliest we can expect it, Claire, good morning to you, is around 11:30 this morning. It may be closer to 1 o'clock, if not 2 o'clock. The exact timings aren't clear, but we do expect an announcement. And speculation seems to point to some sort of investigation being announced by the British government 25 years later. We don't know who will lead this investigation and exactly what powers it will have, but we do expect a significant announcement within hours.
The campaign for an inquiry has been a long-running one, but in July of 2021, the High Court found there should be an investigation on both sides of the border. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yes, all eyes on London today, but also on Dublin. I understand the British and Irish governments have been in touch in recent days. We don't know if the Irish government has been told privately exactly what the British government is going to do. But if, and it is still an if, Claire, the British government does announce an inquiry at lunchtime today, focus will then turn to Dublin. What's the Irish government going to do? You mentioned relatives of those who died, including Michael Gallagher. He once said that 80% of the evidential opportunities, he believes, are on the Irish Republic side of the border. So he certainly has made it clear today he'll be looking for action from Dublin as well as London.
And no indication what any sort of public inquiry might look like if it's announced today.
No, but I was looking back. It's almost 25 years to the day since the then British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, announced the Bloody Sunday inquiry. Now, that was as powerful an inquiry as the British government could give. What will happen today, we don't know. But that's the type of inquiry, and we know that lasted years and cost millions of pounds, and it really persuasive powers to make people, compel people, even former members of the IRA, former soldiers, compelling them to give evidence. That's the type of inquiry relatives of the OMA bombing want today.
Now, I want to ask you also about the sentencing of a former British soldier convicted of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby. This was 35 years ago. That sentencing is due to happen later this morning. It was deferred, we know, from last Friday, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. I expect that about 1 o'clock, Claire. But when the judge does address the court, the focus will be on whether or not he sends this former British soldier to jail. 53-year-old David Holden was found guilty, as you said, of manslaughter in November last year. Back in 1988, he was 18 years old at the time. He killed 23-year-old Aidan McInnesby at a border checkpoint in County Tyrone. All these years later, will he be sent to jail? We should find out later today.
And if a custodial sentence is imposed, Mark, David Holden could benefit from the Good Friday Agreement's early release scheme for prisoners. That would limit the sentence he can be handed down.
And the other thing to focus on is also this legacy bill, which is going through Westminster. Could he potentially benefit from that? As things stand, that will turn out to be a de facto amnesty for anyone convicted or facing charges in terms of the Troubles. All eyes will be on exactly what the judge says, and I expect that judgment to begin at 1 o'clock.
Okay, there's another story as well, I know, running, and people are watching there where you are, and indeed right across Ireland. A 32-year-old man who was charged with the murder of Natalie McNally in County Armagh. We spoke to Natalie's parents here on this programme, and that man's due to appear in court this morning.
Yes, that may happen very shortly indeed. It is 6.5 weeks since Natalie McNally was found dead at her home in Lurgan in County Armagh. Since then, there have been a number of arrests, including one man aged 32 who was arrested in December, released shortly afterwards, and then rearrested earlier this week. He's the man that has now been charged with murder, and he's due to appear at the Magistrates Court in Lisburn sometime this morning.
Mark Simpson, BBC News correspondent, thank you for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, concerns in Mullingar as tents are planned for the former army barracks in the centre of the town. It's believed they will be used to house asylum seekers and refugees. We'll hear more about that after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.